Welcome to the Find My New Life podcast. I'm Christopher Lapine, spiritual liberation author and speaker. This podcast brings you inspiration, hope, and answers for how to live a modern, God-centered spiritual life. It will help you have a more direct, deeper experience of God, find more happiness, and live your incredible God-given destiny. You can find all my podcasts, as well as videos, books, and more at findmynewlife.com. So, let's get started with today's show. Hello, this is Chris. This is the podcast for March the 11th, 2023, my 10th podcast of the year. What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? In today's podcast, I'm going to give you a direct answer on the meaning of life, who you are, the purpose of life, why you are here, and where you are going. I'm also going to give you a way to verify the truth of what I am saying, a way to discover more, and a way to find peace, assurance, and security. And as a bonus, I'm going to tell you about a new source of information on life at the end of the podcast, so please stay through the whole thing. And I'm going to give you a quick overview summary here. Really, it's a natural question. You know, when we get older, when we're younger, when we're seeing others in the world, we continually think of, well, what's the point of the whole thing? What, you know, why are we here? What's it all about? And when we find an answer for this, when we come to some kind of conclusion, right or wrong, it's going to affect the state of mind. It's going to affect the way we live our lives, the decisions that we make, the motivation. It's affecting how you live right now. It's affecting what you strive for and if you strive for things. It is a difficult question to answer, but we're going to do that today. So remember, the answer to the question, why am I here, affects everything in your life. It's like your life is a pond and you throw a rock up into the air and the rock comes down, hits the middle of the pond. And each of those ripples is the effect of what you think your life is for. Everything, family, friends, it changes it all. So, in a nutshell, here's a complete summary of today's podcast. Why are you here? The main priority is to accept the eternal reality within you, to accept the presence of the Spirit of God, and to begin to grow, to move toward the light, and to begin to grow. And when you do this, it will also unlock these things. You're going to know the joy of spiritual reality. You're going to know the true joy of relationships. You're going to know the true joy of growth toward who you should be. You're going to know the full joy of accomplishment. You're going to know the full joy of service to others, and you're going to be able to continue this for eternity. In a nutshell, that is the purpose of life. Everything else is scaffolding to that. The highest priority in life are the meaningful and loving relationships that you have. And the best way to do that is to base them in the eternal inner reality of God, where He's leading you, what He has for you, and what your life means. So now, stay with me, and I'm going to go into the details of each of these points. And I know your time is limited today, so I'm going to make this as insightful and concise as possible. As you're going through this with me, use your inner spirit now to feel the truth of what I'm saying. You may disagree, so forth, that's fine, but I'd like you to come with an open mind. Suspend judgment, give up some of the things that you've concluded before, open your mind, listen to your inner spirit. If you start to feel hope inside you, let it grow. It's not too good to be true. And of course, you have to make your own decisions. So let me take you on this journey. So the first thing is that the main priority of life, the overarching purpose of life, is to recognize spiritual reality within. Recognize God, know God, and grow, and follow His guidance. It's really to begin your eternal growth. That's the purpose of life here. To know the joys of life. That's what it brings. Those are the main priorities. To accept God and follow His guidance, begin the eternal growth, and to know the joys of life. That is what it's all about. Remember, we have to change the way we've been thinking and the decisions we've been making if we're going to unlock the true purpose of our lives. So the last point, know the joys of life, right? Once you choose God and you follow God's leading, then you have begun your eternal growth. Now your eternal future is secure. And now this unlocks all the joys of life. And these become the purpose of your life. The first one is that to know the joy of spiritual reality. That's the greatest experience of life is God. The immersion in the Creator, the divine loving Father who created you and every other being in this universe. The Father, the loving Father, and that comes from the Spirit within. That's your direct link. What an unbelievable, wonderful joy it is as we get to know that Spirit better, as you begin to know that Spirit. And there is no limit to how great this experience can be. And of course, some people experience angels, and so that's all part of it. Jesus, etc., that's all part of the spiritual reality. And that is the greatest joy because your soul is growing. As you choose to do God's will, as you choose to follow that divine leading, you are creating an eternal you. That's your soul. And that soul is your window, is the receiver for all the spiritual reality. Okay, so we've got the joy of spiritual reality is one of the sub-purposes. The next purpose is to know the joy of relationships. Know the joy of the relationship with God. Relationships are the most important thing, and everything else is scaffolding. Everything else is to help us have good relationships. To know the joy of family. To be there, supportive, loving, kind, humorous, having adventures with your family, and of course, with your friends. Knowing the joy of just exchanging, sharing life together, helping each other out. And out of this comes to knowing the joy of growth. That's another purpose. Know the joy of growth. There is really a wonder of it. First of realizing that you've got to grow, but then the whole joy of knowing that you can grow, making the effort with faith, following God's leading, and then feeling that change. That's an incredible joy. That's the joy of total positive growth as you go forward. And next, out of that will come the joy of accomplishment, to know the joy of accomplishment. So as you're going through this growth, you are also achieving real things in this life. You might be, your goal might be to be a really good parent, or maybe you want to be this best technician you can be, best pilot, best farmer, whatever it is. Build a business. These are worthy things, and these are visions, and we can know the joy of accomplishment. Of course, underneath all of that is the spiritual priority. That determines the way you do this. So your desires and vision, that was given to you, and you will know the joy of that. The joy of the effort, the joy of making progress, and of those victories along the way. Most of the joy is actually on the journey in the process. And you're going to know the joy of contributing to the eternal plan in this universe. There's a reason that God put those desires in you, those desires for progressive accomplishment, for meaningful accomplishment. It's because it's all part of the eternal plan and you're contributing to it. And the next big joy in life, the next purpose of life, is to know the joy of service. This is true love. First, you're helping the people around you. You're understanding them. You're listening to them. You really know them, and you know what they want done for them that will truly help them at the deepest level. And sometimes that can be tough, but there is an unbelievable joy in serving others. you are transcending yourself and knowing true growth. You are the Creator's hands. You are the loving hands of the loving Father. The highest service is to help others discover the true purpose of life, to know God, and to begin to grow, because that unlocks all of these joys we've been talking about. That's the wonder of it all. So here we go again. Let's go down this list. First, the main priorities in life, the main purpose of life is to accept divine reality, accept God, begin to grow, begin that eternal growth, and this will unlock the true joys of life, which are to know the joy of spiritual reality, to know the joy of relationships, to know the joy of growth, to know the joy of accomplishment, and to know the joy of true love, service to others. And the point of the motivation, of the discovery, of the yearning, the striving, the struggle, the growth, the eternal point of it all is God's plan and the incredible mutual service to others in this universe. And I want to read a quote for you from the Urantia book. The goal of human self-realization should be spiritual, not material. The only realities worth striving for are divine, spiritual, and eternal. Mortal man is entitled to the enjoyment of physical pleasures and to the satisfaction of human affections. He is benefited by loyalty to human associations and temporal institutions. But these are not the eternal foundations upon which to build the immortal personality, which must transcend space, vanquish time, and achieve the eternal destiny of divine perfection and service. Here's another quote from the Urantia book. Jesus portrayed the profound reality of the God-knowing mortal when he said, quote, "To a God-knowing kingdom believer, what does it matter if all things earthly crash?" Unquote. Temporal securities are vulnerable, but spiritual securities are impregnable. When the flood tides of human adversity, selfishness, cruelty, hate, malice, and jealousy beat about the mortal soul, you may rest in the assurance that there is one inner bastion, the citadel of the spirit, which is absolutely unassailable. At least this is true of every human being who has dedicated the keeping of his soul to the indwelling spirit of the eternal God. And so, in the end, the purpose of life is to wake up, find God, follow God's guidance, serve others, and that will unlock all the joys of life. The joy of spiritual reality, the joy of relationships, the joy of growth, the joy of accomplishment, the joy of service. And this unlocks an eternal future of those joys. So as promised, here's your bonus today. There is a new source of information I've shared today, a new source of truth. It's called the Urantia book, and it has a lot to say about, you know, the purpose of life, God, the universe, Jesus, and even life after death. I think it's a pretty valuable book. I think you'd really enjoy it, and I'm getting a lot of inspiration out of it. You can find it at any major bookseller online and bookstores and so forth. So look, everybody, in conclusion, think about what this means for you. Think about how it affects your life. Now you know the purpose of your life. Think of the security, the peace, the assurance that's going to bring. Now you know. Now you know how to align your life, what to spend time on, what to try to accomplish. You are a child of God. You are a child of the loving, divine Father, who is more amazing than you can possibly imagine, better than the best fathers you can ever think of. And you're held in the arms of your Creator 24/7 by His Spirit. There is a divine promise from Him that He will take care of you and help you and give you everything you need when you need it, where you need it, in the way you need it, for as long as you need it. He's got you to help you achieve the purpose of life. This is an inner exploration. Look for that satisfaction. Look for that ring of truth. Again and again, search. It's not instant, but you will become more sure of it. Believe the leading of the Spirit within. Believe that you are a child of God. And let that strong belief begin to motivate your actions, and that belief will be raised to the level of true faith. You have incredible value and potential. You have a special place in the Creator's plan. You have an amazing future and destiny. You really do, no matter what you're going through now, trying to find your purpose in life. Think about what your true purpose is. You are a child of God, a child of light in this amazing universe. Think about what that's going to do for you. Believe what you're experiencing. Go forward and make those decisions. So everybody, thanks again for joining me today. It's great to have you again. If you like what you've heard today, please subscribe if you're not already a subscriber or a follower wherever you're hearing this podcast. And please share it with your family or friends or anybody who you think could benefit by it. Again, I appreciate your support. You can go ahead and send me any suggestions or requests, and I'm always looking for new ideas for podcasts and how to help you. I wish you all the best in experiencing the true purpose of life. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening today. I hope it helped you on your journey. Go to findmynewlife.com for all my podcasts and much more. If you'd like to contact me with ideas or requests, use the Contact Me link on that website. I wish you the best on your spiritual journey. Remember, you are a child of God and we are family. You could claim an amazing destiny. See you next time.